In today's Mishnah, we learn the 11th and 12th Mishnah from the 24th Perek of Mesechta Kelim. Mishnah begins, Shalosh Chamatot u'Shlosha Turmelim. So a Chemet and the Turmelin, we've discussed them previously. The Chemet itself, it seems to be like a leather bag, or drink bottle type of bag. And the Turmelin is a satchel, again made of leather. Mishnah says, what are they? So Hamakablim Kimshu, if they're large enough, we discussed in the beginning of the 20th Perek, that it's for a chemet, for this leather skin bottle, that would be 7 kav, and for the turmil, for the satchel, it's 5 kav. I should say 5 kav or more. Then it's susceptible to tumat midras because it was designed for sitting on as well. If, however, she'en makablim kishir, if it's smaller than that, then it's fine as a kli, so it's tamim tamemet, that is susceptible to tumah. However, it's not really fit for sitting on, so not susceptible to tumat midras. But finally, v'shel or hadag, if we're discussing these kelim, but they're made not of leather from an animal, but from leather from a sea creature, then, as we also explained previously, any kelim made from the skins of sea creatures is not susceptible to tumah, so therefore both the chemet and the tumrel will both be tahor miklum. Let's now learn the 12th Mishnah, shalosha oroten. Here we're dealing with simple pieces of leather. So if it's asui l'shatiach, if this large sheet of, this spread of leather, if you like, is asui l'shatiach, is designed as a mat placed on the floor for people to sit on or even lie on, then it's tumah midras, then it's susceptible to tumah midras for obvious reasons. If it's l'tachrich hakelim, if it is designed to, say, wrap and protect, so you'd wrap a, say, knife, scissors, needles inside it in order to protect them, then it's tamet memet, since by way of this kricha, by way of it wrapping it up, it takes a form of a receptacle, and therefore, that's why Tiferet Yisrael explains it, therefore it's susceptible to tumah. V'shel retzuot v'shel sandalim. What this means is, if we're dealing with leather that has been put aside for the manufacture of shoes or straps, then we say tahor miklum, then it's not susceptible to tumah at all. That is because, according to Bartanura, it's what's called mechusa malachi. It's just a piece of leather, it hasn't been cut, the process hasn't been applied to them to make it into the straps or the sandals, therefore it's not susceptible to tumah. Another explanation is while it's simply a piece of leather, it doesn't have a tzurat kli. It doesn't actually have the form of a kli, and likewise is not susceptible to tumah yet. So those are the Mishnah today.